the piano
Blog
that we have in
radio.
Here.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's happening, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk WNBA basketball.
Good.
Sweet Georgia Brown, Harlem Globetrotters. Okay, DJ. Well, the WNBA, we already clarified that they had 2 games this week, and the Las Vegas Aces won their game, and the Connecticut Suns won their game. So that's it until tonight. They play again tonight. So we'll have to talk about this on Thursday. Find out who won tonight's game in the 2nd game of the series. All right. Well, that's WNBA basketball. So let's talk NFL football. We had 2 games last night. The NFL team, the Los Angeles Rams, played the Cincinnati Bengals. And what was the final score in that game?
The Bengals beat the Rams 19-11. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Bengals and under.
Wow, okay. So that was a loss for G Money. So now I'm 11-3, and a loss makes me 11-4 for the week. All right. And then the next game that they played last night was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers played the Philadelphia Eagles. And what was the the score of that game. Philadelphia won, I know, but what was the score?
No, the Eagles beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 25-11.
Oh, 25-11. Oh, Tampa Bay didn't even show up like I thought they would. All right. Well, I bet on Tampa Bay to win, and they lost. So that's another loss for G-Money. I lost both games on Monday night. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, man. I was 11-3 going into Monday night football, and I lost both games on Monday night. So I ended up 11-5 for the whole week. Week number three, I ended up 11-5, which is still an outstanding week of picks and wins for G-Money. I won 11 games out of 16. So that's a win for G-Money all day long. All right, so that's it for the NFL. So let's talk Major League Baseball. Did they have any games yesterday? Because we talked about all of the games that were played this past weekend. But did we say that they had any games that were played yesterday that we can talk about today?
I don't know if we went over the games that were played yesterday, but what's today? Today's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
We're talking about Major League Baseball, right?
Yes.
So the standings have not changed since yesterday, even though there were a bunch of games. The Braves are still on top in the National League East with 100 wins, 13 games above the second-place team, the Philadelphia Phillies. The Brewers are still on top in the National League Central. The Dodgers are still leading National League West. Baltimore Orioles are still 2 games ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays in American League East. Twins are still 9 games ahead of the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top. And the Astros are 2 games behind them with 86. The Rangers have 88 wins. The Astros have 86 wins. And the Seattle Mariners are 2 games behind them with 84 wins. So that standing hasn't changed either. So nothing has really changed since yesterday.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So let me ask you, what time is it right now? Since we've gone through all of the sports report, what's the time?
It's 3:08 p.m.
3:08? Oh, man, it only took us 8 minutes to do G-Money sports report today. So
right. That
means we got a whole hour and a half left to do the rest of the radio show. All right. Well,
yes, sir. We got a lot of music, so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of music,
so
it's not a problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got plenty of jokes to tell, so that's never a problem. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today. And let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium. They were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
Fired up, can't take no more.
Fired up, can't take no more.
Yeah, we fired up and can't take no more.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Before I
come on, don't come again, come down and hear a ticket. I need soap to burst, so don't ask me how I kick it. Abba dabba doo, race got in heavy doo. I speak pro-black and my dudes and life prove. So what's the problem, so you ask if I'm sent? What's my mission's intent? Earthquake president? Must I conform to Israelite or Muslim? Practice oracism on some ancient type Buddhism? Or would you send me to the corner to sell bean pies and magazines or whatever makes the scene? I'm about sick of that conform shit to my stomach. It's time to liberate a funk it. Cause nowadays so many are the fool for the obvious same old boring presentation. The same old brainwashed tactic. The same prostitutes on the plastic. You know they're using all that makes you get up. No time to be real because they cover up the makeup. And now you're reading on the 60s. Then everyone you see becomes a motherfucking hippie. And as we jump to the 90s, I say you find new ways to present us with a stymie. You see they get up on the mic and just talk that black shit. But brother's shoe polish ain't that thick. Cause how you think up with your makeup, I just might roll up and drape up and kill the whole phony caper. God bless, liberation in my blood feels good. But if I'm real, that's how it should be. Cause all the rest of my tasks is not at all what it's worth. But brother rather be down to earth before I get hot and bothered. Cause now I'm viewing videos on how to be a father. 1 minute, let your motor mind click. Psych up all a woman and you're going in the clip. Now I would treat it like maggots. Cause if it's not smoked out with fatherless, I'll be a faggot. Now I can never be right. Because my woman has an attitude and don't become a dyke. God damn it, it's time for vindication. That would you seek deep within our nation. Always stagnating vibrations. We'll kill a nigga with no indication. The answer lies stricken what I'm saying. Stomp them out with the funk liberation.
Before I step, 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 before I step,
yeah. It goes on and on, every morn, every morn. Casket to casket and sword to sword. Land to every land, every world to world. Cause niggas stand the same, either dread or Jerry Curl. Same hindrance, same innocence, same ignorance. Ever since God knows what. But what a killer search before the nuclear bomb. At the army base or buried under your farm. It might be the thing that you just might miss. From under the bridge, a rip from the abyss. So don't be surprised if your demise is switching and twitching right for your eyes. It'll be the one that's just your size. Working for the FBI, give it to me. Face, facts, give it in your face. Don't fuck around if you just want a taste. Cause a fool of ours is not to be distant. So wash your button when everything's slipping. Pimp strut every day in Liberation Funk PX. So know what I'm saying?
This what you choose, then you lose. Because if you abuse, here comes the news. Run, 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 no you're not excused. This what kind of fool, rude. Not one in the lady God flip. The kind that diddy 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 dip. You're confused, go from my alter into the sip. Now
yeah. Now how much bass could a K-boy kick if a K-boy could kick a bass? Cause he might fuck around with a bass he couldn't funk with. It might get decked in the face. Work sick, my mellow. Commentus, best to stay low. Because I've always heard of nothing nice to say. It's much safer to keep your mouth closed. Case closed, let me breathe through my funk nose. Mega, mega vibes that make you comatose. Send me on a trip, so searching coast to coast. And have me talk a nation instead of money gross. More vibes, more tribes come alive. No slick on the slide, it's right for your eyes. Black power, black nation. These are the elements for elevation. Evolution is the key, which will ever equal love. So God is the we. I tell you like that, then I tell you like this. Don't be afraid, yo, to ball up your fist. And cold strike a blow for the nation. Come join the ranks of the funk liberation.
Let me give reason for pro-black dedication. The indoctrination has been a solution. Revolution, yes, a bell against the sedation. Injection of a generation fueled by an Anglo-Mason occupation. You say, what's the relation? A bird from an English type emancipation.
So I've made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
To the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I got Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? Can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Did Noah feed the animals on the ark during the great flood? He fed them the sinners floating in the water.
Attention, attention, attention. Bomb, star, and bongo knot. You are not funky. You are about to have a funk encounter of the first kind.
Hey.
But we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport. And we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I have a few jokes I want to share with you to start off our Tuesday radio show. So, there were 3 animals that went into a restaurant, and they sat down at a table, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take their order. And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And she wrote down 1 chocolate shake. And then she went to the duck and she asked him what he would like to eat. And he said he'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And she said, okay, one grilled cheese sandwich. And then she went to the chicken and asked the chicken what did he want. And the chicken said, I want a bologna and cheese sandwich on rye. And she said, okay, one bologna and cheese on rye. And then she went back to the lion. And she said, are you sure you don't want something to eat? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now? I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that was walking around in New York. And he was looking in all the windows. He was window shopping. And he got to a restaurant, and he walked in and sat down at a table at a booth, and he picked up the menu and was looking at the menu, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take his order. And he said, yes, he'll have a big bowl of soup. And she said, okay. One bowl of soup. Is that it? He said, yep, that's all I want, just some soup. And she said, okay. And she took the menu and walked into the kitchen. And 5 minutes later, she came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it on the table in front of the man and said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And she walked off. And he looked around on the table. And then he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. Come here. And the waitress came back, and she said, what's your problem, sir? He said, taste the soup. And she said, taste the soup. Is it too hot? He said, no, taste the soup. She said, is it too cold? He said, no, taste the soup. And she said, Does it have too much meat in it? And he said, no, taste the soup. And she said, does it have enough vegetables in it? And he said, no, just taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay. And she looked around and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, uh-huh, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords. And they shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the mother burn. Burn, sucker, burn. The roach, the roach, the roach is on the wall. We don't need no raid. Let the little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. Woo! I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there were two men sitting in the jungle, and they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading the newspaper. And the other man was typing vigorously on the typewriter. and a lion showed up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper and then walked off and left the other man alone. I guess lions know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as you get something to drink, something cold, and you get something to snack on, some peanuts or some popcorn or some potato chips as you listen to this story. This story should be educational. It should be inspirational, and it should be educational. So, DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I wrote for the listening audience? And if so, play it now, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Now, my mother and my father bowled in a league together when they were at Manchester Western. That was the name of the bowling alley. And it was on the corner of Manchester and Western. So we would go in there and we would bowl. I would sit and watch them bowl. And if I was lucky, I got to keep score in the Manchester Western bowling alley. So I had a good time, and I always liked to go with my mom or my dad when they went out and went bowling. I was always looking forward to keeping score and making some money. But we bowled. They bowled at Manchester Western. My father bowled at Trojan Bowl. My mother bowled at Midtown. And then they bowled together at Manchester Western. And then my mother went and bowled at Pro 300, and my daddy bowled with my mother at Pro 300, and that was in Hawthorne. So I was moving around the city, going to all these different bowling alleys with my parents, and I was keeping score. But my brothers were really too young to actually keep score. I don't know if they ever learned how to keep score, but I was from a bowling family. So eventually, when I turned about 12 or 13, I went to Jola Bowl in Inglewood, and I joined the bowling league for juniors, and I was bowling with people my age, and I was learning to bowl really good. I became a really good bowler. I was being able to bowl 120, which is a good score. If you're constant and you can bowl regularly 120, that's a good score. But if you get hot and you can pick up some spares, and you get a couple of strikes in a row, then you can bowl like a 160 or a 170 score. And that's what I was shooting for. I was shooting to be a 160 bowler. Now, I really tried hard, and I really concentrated on my bowling game. But my mother would take me to the bowling alley, and she would watch me bowl. And she would give me tips on how I'm bowling. So I would always follow her tips, and I would try to bowl the best that I could bowl. And I bowled in a couple of travel leagues which let me bowl with kids that were as old as I was or a little older than me. I bowled with some kids that were like 22, 23 years old, and I was like 18 or 19 when I was bowling in a travel league. But my team was pretty good. It was me and two white boys, a William Bobo and a Daryl Strojan. And then we had one black girl. Her name was Mary Murray, was her name. So it was me and the three of them, which made a four-man team. And we bowled in the travel league together. But we're still bowling as juniors. We're not bowling as adults. So we're not bowling for no money. We're bowling for trophies and prizes. And we had a pretty good team. We didn't never win anything, but we had a good time. And we bowled every week. So I would go out on Sunday and bowl in the travel league with my team. And we bowled really well. And then one year, we went to Tropicana Bowling Alley, which is in Inglewood, and it's closer to Hawthorne. But we bowled at Tropicana Bowling Alley, and I bowled with my daddy. And it was a two-man team. It was a father and son league. And me and my daddy got out there, and we shot up the house, boy. We won the league. We won first place. I won most improved bowler, and I won a first place trophy. Oh, yeah. And we were bowling against some of my buddies that are now professional bowlers. And their daddies were professional bowlers. But when we bowled against them, it was a handicap league. So we got extra points to add to our score because of the handicap. Like I had like a 160 average, and my daddy had like a 180 average. So we got extra points because the teams we were bowling against, like my friend Terry and his daddy was a professional bowler. So he had a 200-plus average, and Terry was rolling like 190. So he had a good average. And because they had such good averages, they had to give us extra points or extra pins on each game. So we ended up taking the extra pins and shooting the lights out at Tropicana Bowling Alley. Yes, we stood our own, and we bowled really good. We bowled way above our average, and we were beating everybody. And people were just really surprised because on days that I should have been bowling like 160, I was bowling like 180, 185. They couldn't stop me. I was unstoppable. And my daddy, if he had a good day, he would bowl a 200 game. And then he'd come back and bowl like a 185. And then he'd roll a 190. So he was hanging around 200. So we had a good team because I was bowling way above my average at 160. I was bowling like 180s, 190s, 200s. Oh, yeah, we were shooting the lights out. And we really bowled good when we bowled against my friends that were pro bowlers. We had to put it down because we knew we had to bowl good in order to beat them because they always bowl good games. So we bowled well, and we won the league. And I was so proud of me and my dad. We held our trophies, and we took pictures and everything. And my daddy was really proud that he was on the team with me and that we had bowled well and we had won first place, and I was really happy. And then I bowled in the league with my mom, my dad, and a girl named Mary Murray. She had bowled on my travel team, so she bowled with us. It was a four-man team, and we did pretty good. We didn't win the league, but we won good enough to beat some teams that really should have beat us. But, you know, my mother came out with the big ball when we needed some strikes. She bowled some strikes, and she bowled high scores, like 200. She was really capable of bowling 200 games, and my daddy was capable of bowling a 200 game every now and then, and I would get hot every now and then and roll a 200, but I was mostly around 180. 185, 190. So, you know, my mother was the big ball, though. She rolled 220 and 230s, and she was the one holding our team up. And then my friend, Mary Murray, she wasn't really a good bowler, but she could bowl like 130. So she kept her average up. And because she had a low score, a low average, we could get handicapped because she had a low average. So it worked out for my team. We had big bowlers, and we had medium bowlers, and then we had little sorry bowlers. But together, we were good enough to beat a lot of teams in the bowling league.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com. We'll be right back.
and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin, and their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they glow so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas, Dallas. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the Strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I got some jokes to share with you as we got time to do the second half of the radio show. All right, I knew a man that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him, what does he call her? And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! There were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! You know, there was a man that was locked in a room, and he was in the room with a piano. He was in the room with a baseball bat, and he was in the room with the saw and the table. And I wanted to know how he could get out of the room. Well, if he took a key off of the piano, he could use the key to unlock the door and get out the room. Or he could take his baseball bat and he could get three strikes and he would be out and he would be out of the room. Or he could take a saw and he could cut the table in half and then put it back together and make it a whole table. And then he could get out through the hole in the table. Woo! There was, why do the vegetables like corn in the field? Because corn has ears to listen to everybody's arguments. Woo! Now, why were mushrooms always accepted in the party? You don't know? Because they were fungi. They were fun guys. Woo! You know, there were two mosquitoes that were flying over a celebrity party. And Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were in the party, and they were drinking, and they were getting drunk. And one of the mosquitoes looked down and said, hey, let's go down there and bite Dean. And the other mosquito said, no, you go and bite them, because I'm flying tonight. You can't drink and fly, just like you shouldn't drink and drive. Woo! There was a man and a wife that were married, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom. And she was in the bathroom for a minute. And then she came out the bathroom and she opened the bathroom door and opened it wide and slammed it against the wall. And then she walked in the bedroom and stood at the end of the bed facing her husband. And she took off her gown and said, super pussy. And he said, I'll have the soup. Woo! There was a man that came into the room and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in. He said, hey, what the hell is going on in here? And the wife looked at the other man and said, see, I told you my husband was stupid. And the husband said, well, I'm going in the closet to get my gun. And the other man said, hey, baby, having sex with you has been fun, but you didn't tell me your husband had a gun in the house. Well, I'm going to get up and get dressed. So which way are you running? Because I'm going the opposite way. Woo! Somebody donated a limousine to a convent around the corner from where I live. And they put the convent in the closet, in the garage. And the nuns didn't drive the limousine for a long time. They just let it sit up in the garage for a while. And then one day, the Mother Teresa, which is the oldest nun convent, she asked the sisters if they wanted to take a ride in the limousine. And the sister said, sure, sister, we want to take a ride. And she says, all right, who's going to drive? And the sisters looked at each other and they thought to themselves, we gave up the ability to own any property. So we don't own any keys to any car, and we don't own any driver's license. So, sister, we can't drive because we don't have a driver's license. So the Mother Superior said, it's okay. I have a driver's license. I will drive. And they loaded up in the limousine, and she drove them to downtown L.A. She drove them to the poor district, the homeless area of downtown L.A., and they went down there and they were preaching the word of God to all of the homeless people. And they were feeding the homeless people that hadn't eaten, and they were giving clothes away to the homeless people that needed clothes, that they had a shortage of clothes to wear. And the nuns were preaching the word of God to everybody down in the poor section of town. Well, after they finished their mission down there for a couple of hours, then they got in the limousine and they were driving back to Carson, California. And they got on the highway, and they were driving on the highway, and a highway patrol officer stopped them and pulled them over on the highway. And he said, did you see the sign over on the highway? And she said, yeah, I saw the sign. It said 90 miles an hour, so I was doing 90. And the highway patrol officer said, no, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway that you were on. So that's what you were driving on, is the highway. And the nun said, oh, I didn't know. So he said, he looked in the back seat and saw the nuns were all wrapped up in blankets, and they were all strapped in seat belts, and they were hugging each other, and they were hugged up real tight. And he knocked on the back window, and one of the nuns rolled the back window down, and she saw it was a highway patrol officer. And she said, thank you, officer. I'm so glad you stopped us. Because sister was driving so fast. She was driving. Because he said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, she was driving 120 miles an hour when she should have been when she was driving on the highway of 125 was the highway she was driving on. And the highway patrol officer said, yes, she should have only been driving. That was the highway that she was on. That wasn't the speed limit. And they said, yeah, we know. That's why we were hugged up real tight. And we were cautious about the speed that the sister was driving. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, I have one last story to share with you right here on Tuesday's radio show. And the story goes like this. There was a man and a wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom. And she was in the bathroom for a while, and the husband ran into the, went through the bathroom door and asked his wife if she was all right. And she said, yes, I just can't get off the toilet. And he walked in and he tried to pull her off the toilet, but he couldn't pull her off. She was stuck. She had gained extra weight, and it was hard for him to pull his wife off the toilet. So he said, well, hold on, baby. Let me call my friend, the plumber, and see if he has some tools that we could use to get you off of the toilet. And she said, okay. And he went into the living room, and he called his wife on the phone, called his plumbing friend on the phone, and he told his plumbing friend that his wife was stuck on the toilet and that no matter what he did, he couldn't pull his wife off the toilet. She was stuck. So he asked him, do you have any tools that you could bring over to help us get my wife off the toilet? And the man said, yeah, I think I got some tools that can help get your wife off the toilet. And so he said, okay. And the plumber said, I'll be in your house in about 5 minutes. And the man said, thank you. I'll see you when you get here. And he turned around and walked into the bathroom and told his wife that his plumbing friend was on his way to the house and he had some tools that he thinks will be able to pull her off the toilet. So she said, okay, I guess I'll just sit here and wait and see what he comes up with. And then there was a knock at the door, and before the man went to answer the door, he looked down and saw his wife had her pants around her ankles, and all of her private parts were showing. And he didn't want his plumbing friend to come in and see his wife with her private parts showing. So he went into the bedroom, and he went into the closet, and he got this big hat, and he pulled it out of the closet, and he took it into the bathroom, and he put it on his wife's lap, and he covered up her private parts. And then he said, okay, that'll do. And then he went to the front door, and he opened the door, and he let his plumber friend in. And he walked into the bathroom, and he said, see, that's my wife on the toilet there. And we've tried everything to pull her off the toilet, but we can't get her off the toilet. Do you have some tools that you can use to pull my wife off the toilet? And the plumber walked over and looked at the wife, and he said, yeah, I think I got something that we can use to pull your wife off of the toilet. But you know what? That man that's under that hat, I can't do a thing for him. He's a goner. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I think that's time. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down. Now, do we have time for one song, DJ? What time is it?
Yeah, we got time for a song. It's 4:23.
Okay. Well, let's play Old School Flow. And then we'll be back to do the birthdays on the radio show. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my favorite song, Old School Flow. Rep on the D-Money, and I'm here to say, I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say, I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, it's five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue sky blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, sitting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blaze of fire, burning up the planet. Double date to Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Sapphire Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG, the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Hey, stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm D-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. Now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
You got the chill. Chill.
Let the cause be free and get down to the size of your PMG. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap.
Take a nap.
Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. D-E-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who's talking all that junk about who give me who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, 1-2, I'm running down line.
To the Irish MC, I'm known as the Termini, the funky, the makeup, the blue jack Termini. Destroying a ploy when your rhymes and our boys. Never sweating your girl, whopping. But she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the scene, I only rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown and top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain a breeze while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got some shit out.
Computer information on rap. Like the VR devices that make your toes tap. I format the rhyme step by step. Make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing. Cause we can choose. I got 20 body yards just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I found the world.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the speed. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they eat their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows. This many faces, and doing jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Falls underwear means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D-E-E. No doubt, Chief Rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the chill.
What I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm playing, I'm believing. You catch my drip, don't try to empty out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm up here in your back. I don't swing on the ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, because I'm the funky rhyme maker. Empty on the maker, the one that like max, relax. And when it's time, it's your dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, PMP, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut this Tuesday show down. And we're going to be off tomorrow, so we'll be back on the air on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday. We'll do Thursday and Friday shows for your entertainment pleasure. So tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm putting it down. Music, jokes, stories for your entertainment pleasure. So check out the radio show on Thursday and Friday. That's how we'll entertain you before we go. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down and get out the way. I got to get out the air chair and I got to go somewhere. So sit back as we do the birthday wishes, the birthday. birthday. We acknowledge all the birthdays for the fans, the followers of the radio show. So sit back and listen, because if you put your name and your birth date in on the radio show birthday list, we may announce your birthday. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and let's get ready to hit the road. Hit the road, Jack, because we ain't coming back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. We ain't coming back till Thursday. What you say? Hey, yep. All right. Let's play the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Yeah, baby. I'm putting it down with all the flavor because I'm G Money, and that's how I do. I rap and roll like I got to do. All right, DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then listen.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. Right here, the birthdays for today. September 26th, 2023. Happy birthday to Stacey Elaine. Happy birthday to Saida Bonner Achampong. Happy birthday to Eddie Olifant. Happy birthday to Joyce Ann. Happy birthday to Lisa Lyon. Happy birthday to Ed McLean. Happy birthday, Brad Lockett. Happy birthday, Earl L. Fillmore Dean. Happy birthday, Fairy Melodramatic Robinson. And happy birthday to, last but not least, happy birthday to Q Brinson. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating their birthday today, September 26th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday today on September 26th. 2023. All right, well, we know God is blessing you with long life and everlasting glory. And we know that you're going and you're giving God all of his glory and praising his name to give him the glory that he deserves and to thank his son for coming down and putting his life on the line for our livelihood and our eternal life in the heaven that we seek. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.